Your Breadbasket or Mine? January 26, 2022. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Things started going south in the 1980s when trade with China got ramped up. A pipeline was established with products and goods flowing from China to the U.S. What happened with the pipeline is what is causing the problems now. I have explained this before. The pipeline connecting Chinese production with U.S. consumption was rigged, and it was rigged to cheat the people on both ends. On the Chinese side, people were struggling along on slave wages, barely able to live. On the American side, we were paying probably 10 times at the checkout what the Chinese laborers were expecting to get back. In between stood the middlemen, U.S. Navy and U.S. Army officers on one side, and Chinese generals on the other. Guess what? Both military establishments got real greedy. They cut their own quid pro quos and agreed to let each other steal as much as they could, and they did. At the end of the day, the Chinese workers were left with nothing and the Americans are left wondering what's going on, and the guilty military generals and admirals are all chasing around trying to cover their butts. And that is the current problem. Trillions upon trillions have been siphoned off. And those of us who already paid for the Chinese goods once, are not inclined to pay again. The Chinese are hopping mad, thinking that the Americans cheated them, when in fact we already paid in good faith. The Americans actually have nothing to do with any of this, of course, because it was the US, the British territorial government responsible for all this crap. Meanwhile, the generals and admirals responsible are sweating, thinking, uh-oh. If anyone catches on. Hey, guys. We gotta kick up one hell of a dust storm to cover this. Now, image, Chinese and US generals putting their flat little heads together and trying to come up with something to distract attention from the elephant they created? COVID-19? That bought them some time. Now, they are actually going for the gold. Literally. They are planning to take out 32 World Heritage Sites. Including the White House. The reason for the 10-foot concrete wall is to contain the blast, and blame this on terrorists. Next they plan a little limited nuclear war in the Ukraine. Call it Crimea 2.0. In which they poison the farmland responsible for feeding a quarter of the world's population. And last, but not least, they are trying to fund and operate all this by funneling all the world's banking records to UBS in Switzerland and dumping the records into the quantum financial system, which is just more BS. Let me explain something in very simple terms. Most of the world's finances rested on the resources of one man, Severino Staw. Romano. Ferdinand Marcos was his attorney for hire. That's all Ferdinand Marcos ever was, and he and his children have no more claim to Severino Staw. Romano's estate than the man in the moon. It would be like your father's attorney claiming your father's estate, by pretending that you, his lawful heir, don't exist. That's what these idiots are doing, at the cost of millions of lives and trillions of dollars. They think that nobody will know. They'll pull this big worldwide emergency. Order a worldwide lockdown and ride it out. But they won't. For 40 plus years, their excuse for not stopping the corruption was that they were flushing the rats out. Fine enough. Well, the rats have been flushed. And now comes the turn of the rats flushing the rats. The brown shirts get eaten by the black shirts and the black shirts get eaten by. On the 18th of December 2021, a false claim in commerce was entered in the state of California, a UCC-1 filing in the name of H.E. Herm Angel Ferdinand Marcos, hashtag U21011393126. The man making this claim also claims to be a son of Ferdinand Marcos, Angel Marcos, who, the government of the Philippines, assures me, they have in jail on weapons charges. Funny how he could appear and file a UCC form in San Jose, California. San Jose is also the home of the mysterious Everton Rochas, who claimed himself in 2011. But in any event, we know for sure that what the Marcos family wants done with the money has no importance, because the family of Severino Staw Romano are the heirs. Okay, that's the way it is. Always remember what Joshua said when asked about his family. -he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And if you want to know some more of the story, look no further than the fact that China needs, or thinks it needs, farmland to feed its people. In truth, we have means to provide more than enough food for everyone, we just need to rethink our farming methods. But for now, realize that China has a legitimate beef and need, and is looking for room to expand. It can't bomb us and ruin the farmland it wants to benefit from. So now what? Depopulate the country so they can move in? Okay, so now, here comes Uncle Joe, bringing the big guns of the Atlantic Fleet into the Mediterranean under NATO ready to bomb the ever-living out of Ukraine. But wait a minute, I thought Ukraine was our friend? Wanting to be a member of NATO but being prevented from that by the big, bad Russians? Oh, what tangled webs. No, it's a matter of the Chinese want to take our breadbasket, so we are threatening the Russians' breadbasket, which then opens up the opportunity for the Chinese to attack the Russians from behind and take their breadbasket instead. Boy, we've really got some geniuses running this rodeo, don't we? About the only thing they are good at is theater and lying. All those years while they were ever so slowly flushing out the rats, that is, figuring out the Fall Guys, did it really never occur to them that they were being watched by higher powers that were also flushing out the rats? All the rats, and the queer thing is, even as the sword hovers over their throats, they won't accept the amnesty that is freely offered to them. They simply don't believe in it. They assume that they will be killed if they tell the truth. So they are all in this death cult together. They have carved up the world and named seven kings for seven continents. I wish Steven Spielberg was still alive, he could have given them a better script. The whole thing is so bizarre, so banal, so disgusting. Worse than a peanut butter pizza, and they've got to know that. This is their grand finale, what they've been promising you all these years. Get the popcorn, boy, you are really going to enjoy this, but only if you've got straw between both ears. And a tin heart.